Hi, everyone, and welcome to Total Celebrity Show. You can check me out on Twitter at Total Tutor Neil S. Haley, Facebook, and neilhaley.com. And I'm honored to have on the program Jacqueline Bisset, celebrity actress. How are you, Jacqueline? And I know you're excited about your latest project, aren't you?
I am. I'm very, very well. I'm even up. I'm feeling quite lively at this time of the morning, and all is well.
All is well. Okay, let's talk about the last film festival. And what I think it's very and a really an important film for you for a few reasons. Isn't that true, Jacqueline?
Actually, you're right. It is important to me. I don't know what reason you think it's important to me, but for me, it was because it's a comedy. I got to work with a really good group of people, and Dennis Hopper was somebody I admired a lot.
Yes,
and
that's
unfortunately, he died when we shot this before we really finished with his role and all the follow up that would have happened, you know, normally. So it's taken us a hell of a long time to get this film back on track, and the director worked incredibly hard. And we've given her lots of support, and finally it's come out. I just came back from Santa Fe, where we showed it at the film festival over the weekend, and very excited to have it out there. And I hope that, you know, as it's a small film, we need all the help we can get. We need, you know, it's not a big budget film with a great big push from behind. It's very independent, and it's very original, and I get to play this Italian diva, and he gets to play my ex-husband, and he, of course, has a new girlfriend, of course. She's only been away from me for a short time, but he has a new girlfriend, and there's all kinds of comedy.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. That's what I thought about was, again, Dennis Hopper. When I saw that, you know, you were co-starring with him and I knew that he had passed on, what a great way to have his memory live on, to be his final film and with you co-starring with him. And your memories of Dennis, right?
Well, yeah. Thank you. Well, it's very nice. I think actually we did have good chemistry. We didn't get to know each other very well, but there was something that we kind of, the way we ripped each other, it was good.
Was that the first time you ever worked with Dennis on a film?
Sorry?
Is that the first time you've worked with Dennis on a film? No, I said, Jacqueline, is that the first time you worked with Dennis on a film?
Yes, it's absolutely the first time. And in fact, you know, he had such a kooky character in terms of so many movies. I must say, I was almost intimidated by him in the beginning. I knew him as sort of as an artist and everything, but I've seen many of those films where he played these crazy characters. But in real life, he was different. He was he was pretty calm at that point in his life, and he plays a role in this where he plays this frantically needy character in terms of he wants his film to be out there, and he'll do anything to get it out there. So that's why we end up in this really tacky film festival.
Absolutely, Jacqueline. And it's kind of really speaks to the world today, especially with these new film, everyone trying to get their film out there to film festivals and to be turned down so many times and finally get that opportunity. Right, Jacqueline? It's kind of definitely tells a story.
Right, that's the basic story.
That's
the premise of the piece.
Definitely. And so what I was saying, Jacqueline, is
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was going to say to you, Jacqueline, we're talking both at the same time. I apologize. I was saying that basically that the film in so many ways is speaking to lots of artists today, how they have to try to get their film to film festivals and get their film out there as a project. Don't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so many films don't get distribution unless they get some festival activity first. You know, it's like the Sundance Festival and all those things are desperately important. In the film, the premise is that there's 4,000 film festivals in the world, and this film has been turned down by all of them. So we end up in this small town, and, you know, it's like the circus comes to town. We arrive.
And that sounds so funny. And think about how many actors go on so many auditions. That speaks to it as well, right? How they get turned down so many times when auditioning, the same thing that Dennis is dealing with.
Yeah, you've got to have a thick skin to get through this business to some degree.
Now, can you tell me?
There is a lot of rejection.
Yeah, so Jacqueline, how many auditions have you had in your life? That would be an unbelievable number compared to all the films you were in and movies and TV.
It hasn't been, because, you know, when you become established, they don't make you audition often. But since in the last had 15 years, the auditioning process has come back more than it used to. When I first started, I used to audition. But then there was a period when I didn't audition because they kind of knew me and I was in the circuit. And then gradually, all the people who were running the studios and people, you know, got younger and the people didn't know a lot of the actors and they started making them audition again. I don't have any problem with that, but some people do. I do. I think, you know, I always look at it as a chance to get to know if I want to work with the people who are auditioning me. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. They want to check you out and you want to check them out. That's the way I look at it.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think it's...
Definitely. All right.
I don't see it as necessarily a negative.
No, I don't see it as a negative as well. Now, was that a fun film to work on, Jacqueline? Going back, how many years ago was this film?
It was a fun film because there's a lot of improvisation, and I play this wild Italian diva who's a number. She's really a number. And that's fun. It's fun to be able to be funny and light and good chemistry with Dennis. Good chemistry.
It's definitely sounds like you have some definitely good chemistry from Dennis. Who else were have you? You guys went through the same process of getting this into film festivals as well, right, Jacqueline? This film.
Meaning, we haven't done that much yet, but we're hoping we will. I mean, there'll be that. It's going out now on VOD, video on demand. I don't know how many festivals we're going to want to. I'm sure we'd love to get it into festivals that are around the country, but I don't know which ones specifically. We missed the date for Sundance, and we didn't get. But it'll go probably in film festivals, you know, outside the country too. I'm playing a character who speaks with a very strong accent, so I don't quite know how they'll translate that in when it goes to foreign countries. Quite how that will be dealt with, but. I'm sure it'll get out there eventually.
Well, especially fans of yours.
From my point of view, this is really a fun character, and I'm not just saying it because it's another film. It's for me, it really was. I've been trying to do comedy for a long time, and I've tended to do dramatic pieces, and this is broad. This is broad comedy, and I love it.
Okay, Jacqueline, we can. So it's available on VOD right now, so people can go check it out. And where can we find information on you, Jacqueline?
Find the information on me. You can find me on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. Well, Jacqueline, I appreciate you calling. I really enjoyed the conversation, and best of luck with the film. And this definitely needs to live on. Two talented actors and actresses, and you and Dennis Hopper. People need to see the film. It sounds funny, and it really speaks to lots of people in Hollywood, what they have to go through on a daily basis. So thanks again for calling.
Thank you very, very much.
Take care, Jacqueline. Bye-bye. You're listening to Total Celebrity Show, and we'll be back in just a moment. Bye-bye.